Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
With me now are a few of the ladies with a Revolve Tour worship team. Thanks, ladies, for being a part of this gap time right now.
Thank you.
Great. Tell us about, now just tell me your name and tell a little background about how you got involved with the worship team of the Revolve Tour.
I'm Rachel Hockett, and I actually started out, the way that I was introduced to Revolve was I was singing backup with Natalie Grant when she first started traveling with Women of Faith. And so when they were looking to put together a worship team, they, you know, Natalie said, well, how about Rach? So that's how I got started singing worship with Revolve. And I love it. I love being here.
My name is Jen Halvering, and I got started with the worship team because my mom had worked with Women of Faith, and just through different people, contacts, somebody asked somebody else if they knew of a teenage girl who would love to be on the worship team for Revolve, and they knew my name. And so just kind of through several degrees, but then it came back to me. So definitely a God thing, and I have absolutely loved every minute of it.
Well, tell us about, is there, you know, some different areas that really connect with your heart?
With me, it is finding the confidence in yours and who you are. It's finding that the rest and where you are, and you look out there and you see it. You see it, these girls, or they're with their friends, and they're having fun, but they don't don't know who they are, and they're comparing themselves to their friends, and they're sizing each other up, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I dealt with that so much in my life, you know, with self-esteem and, you know, all those kinds of issues. And so I look out there and being kind of removed from it a little bit, and, you know, being in a place where I have found that I can have that confidence in the Lord, and learning to accept myself and learning to say, you know, you're enough because you belong to Jesus. I want them to know that, you know, and any opportunity I have to just to touch them or just to talk to them, it's like, that's what I'm praying in my heart all the time. God, let them know they're okay. Just let them know that they're okay, that they don't have to be somebody else, you know. And we say it all the time. Oh, you can be yourself, girls. But really, I want them to believe it because I know what it's like, you know. So that's my prayer the entire time that I'm out there. God, just let them know they're okay.
So much along the same lines as Rachel. I have learned so much the importance of just being real and being okay with who I am in the midst of maybe the mess and the joy and the tears and the heartache and all of those things that are going on, to be okay with those and to be so real about it. That's what they say so much, is just to be real, but it's true, and it's something that I can struggle with. And I think when I've learned that, when we are able to be real and open with ourselves, with every part of us, that allows all of the girls to be real and to come and be okay with who they are and realize that they are loved even in the midst of whatever they're going through, that they're still loved, and that we can all come together and offer our true selves, and not any masks that we might have learned to put on, but just to be ourselves. And I think that that's so important, and what I'm learning and what I'm hoping that we can help show the girls that they can do that too.
So it's wonderful listening to you. It's very real that you want to give away what you've been given. Yes? All right. Connects with your heart. You could have church on that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's say that some girls, they want to get in touch with you because they're very much connected with what you do, and they want to get in touch with you. How would they do that? Is there a way?
I think for me, I'm on MySpace and Facebook, which a lot of people are on. And so I've actually had a lot of girls just search my name and Jennifer Halvering and have talked to me. And I love that, just being able to talk with them and with whatever. Some of them just want words of encouragement or just want to give me words, and it's great. And so that would be, for me, it's just MySpace and Facebook.
Same here. I'm on Facebook. So you can just, I'm Rachel Hockett. You can look for me on Facebook, and I'm there.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies, for spending some time with me and just really passing along those words of encouragement and what the Lord's laid on you, the way he's crossed your path with being able to be a part of the Revolve Tour and what he's doing. So bless you, bless you, bless you.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.